Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next 30 minutes, Kurt Nimmo is in studio with us. I'm going to get Kurt back in studio tomorrow for another little 30-minute visit. He is busy in there like a little bee, updating InfoWars during the breaks. And he is coming to visit us from his abode in New Mexico. And we appreciate his wife letting him leave the little command carrier out there in New Mexico and visit the mothership, the flagship, here in Austin, Texas. Kurt, what do you think of our info bunker?
Well, it's great. I mean, I understand it was called the submarine.
Yes, the submarine is the internal nickname because of those wires and people all in close proximity. The anthill is another good name for it.
It's a good setup.
Yeah, well, we need to get a bigger office. We have people on top of each other. Basically, have people bunking on top of each other. We'll just, like, you know, ceilings are high enough, I guess, to build another platform up above everybody and somebody can, like, wriggle up into some wiring and do their updating from there, huh?
Well, just install a periscope in your set, you know what I mean?
Kurt, there's a lot going on. I want to take some calls coming up in the next segment, but I figured you'd want to talk about, because I know she posted a lot last night on InfoWars about this, how they're now saying, they even publicly say, stop having your focus on Al-Qaeda. Now the new terror threat that's going to attack America is Iran. When Iran is saying, we want peace, we want peace, we want peace, and has let the UN run all over them, they have no nuclear weapons, but it doesn't matter.
Well, no, it doesn't, because, well, the neocons have said from the start they want to attack, you know, Iran. Iraq, Iran, Syria, they've told us all along what they want to do. That's nothing new. I mean, this is just what they want to do. And so they're setting the stage for it.
Well, they certainly are. They certainly are. Do you think they're going to attack them by the end of the year?
I think they'll attack before the end of the year, before the end of Bush's term. What's his name? Podhertz. I don't know how to pronounce the guy's name. Major neocon said that they want to attack. And in fact, he told Israeli television they will attack before Bush leaves office.
Boy, I tell you, Israel is really getting obvious about the amount of control they've got over our government.
Well, you know, AIPAC's in there, and they're in Washington lobbying the government, and pro-Israeli neocons are ensconced in the White House. So there you go. They're in control.
But Lebanon didn't go too well, and neither has Iraq on a lot of levels. I wonder why the Israeli lobby, some of the other interests as well, the weapons makers, I mean, we have the European elite at least publicly saying they're against it. I think we do see a split within the elite. I wonder why they've got so much arrogance or hubris, or I guess it really is chutzpah.
Well, you look at their history. They had wars since the establishment of the Israeli state, and they did darn good for all those wars. So the hubris continues over. But, you know, you take a look at what's going on in the Middle East now. The Arabs are getting stronger and stronger, and the resistance movements in that area are getting stronger and stronger. So it doesn't work anymore. You know, Hezbollah pretty much cleaned their clock when they went in there. What was it, last year, last summer, or was it the summer before? I don't remember.
Well, the same thing happened with Hitler. He thought he could just invade everybody, and then he started getting his butt kicked.
Mm-hmm. Right. Hubris.
Well, you know, I like to be a little more sophisticated. I do believe Israel is one of the dominant lobbies and certainly wants all these wars and certainly brags openly how they run the U.S. But to a certain extent, there are other lobbies that also want war. You know, I mentioned the weapons manufacturers. But if they destroy the nation that's their base of operations, how are they going to continue to do this? I guess the view is they're globalists, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I think the defense contractors don't think beyond the quarterly earnings statements, just like any other large multinational corporation. They don't think about it.
Kurt, I agree with you. We're about to break. Come back. We'll talk more about Iran. Stay with us.
No. Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hey there, this is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican. Find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD on CivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Mike in Canada, Gary, Bob, and others. The number to join us today on the show is 512-646-5400. 512-646-5400. And to inaugurate Kurt Nimmo being in studio today, I'm even wearing a sports jacket. Everybody out there watching, to honor Kurt. Kurt, you have done, and all the viewers. I'm going to start wearing a three-piece suit in here for you on the show. No, I'm just joking. Don't hold your breath. Kurt, I just really appreciate the great job you've been doing on the website. I want to talk briefly about some of the changes in InfoWars, the changes that are coming to Prison Planet, and there's going to be even more we're going to be adding to InfoWars in the near future. But before we do that, continuing with Israel, I mean, Israeli prime ministers, Israeli members of parliament and others have said, Ariel Sharon said, we own and run the U.S. Congress. And so he does deserve, you know, that does deserve to be talked about. It's just at the same time, there are other global interests based in London, you know, based in Europe. The Rothschilds dominating that, but there's also a lot of British lords and others that I feel like have given Israel and the neocons the ball, and they're masters at using fronts. And I believe it is a partner. I'm not saying it's even junior, but they're using a partner as the front. Now, just from studying it, because how do you square the Zionist funding Hitler? And that's now mainstream news, saying don't let Jews out of Israel, don't let them escape, only let them come to Palestine. The famous quote by one of the founders of Israel saying, one cow in Palestine is worth more than all the Jews in Israel. Really horrible statements. And then how do you square the U.S. government bringing Nazis in and then paying Israel hundreds of millions of dollars to radiate 110,000 Jews with the ringworm children, and all the Nazis that were here, and the eugenics program, and the head of the Genome Project, who was the head of the eugenics program, Dr. Watson, saying blacks basically aren't humans, and having to step down 6 months ago. I mean, my point is, there's that whole Zionist ilk to all this, and that whole Kabbalistic thing that, you know, that Zionism grew out of. But then there's also, there is this Nazi, occultic death cult, occultism. People say, oh, Nazi death cult, ha, ha, ha. I mean, that's real. That's in the history books. That's what they're into. Hitler and the torch running through all the cities in 36 that were then later attacked. The original Olympic flame has never been extinguished from Hitler lighting it in 36. That comes from the eugenics, 2,400 years ago in Greece, and the torch lighting about who the Superman is, who's related to Hercules. The Nazi ideals came from Plato. For those that haven't read Plato's Republic and some of his other writings. So that's what, you know, I try to cover it all. It's a very sick amalgamation at the top. And so if you fight against killing Jews and fight against the New World Order doing it, you'll get called a Nazi. If you fight the New World Order, they'll call you a Nazi. But then if you're Arnold Schwarzenegger, who brags about how he loves Hitler and wants to be worshipped and his dad was an SS officer, then you get ADL awards. I mean, what I'm saying is there's more to it. It's very, I mean, look at them worshiping the Olympics right now. Hitler drew the rings, and he designed it all, the chalice for the flame. I mean, I've got documentaries where he, what's the film, Architecture of Doom, goes through all of his architecture, and Albert Speer, who he later made the, you know, head of the German economy, who was the architect. I mean, I know all this, so I know there's more to it. And really, I just, at the end of it, I see them as occultist on both sides working together.
Well, I think that Hitler, well, actually, when you think about it, the Zionists were just looking for a place at the table. What they wanted to do is establish their state in the Middle East. I think that the globalists are basically just using them to, it's a beachhead in the Middle East. The Middle East has to be domesticated, and that's precisely what they want to do. You take a look at the Islam does not support usury, does not support the banking industry. And this is one of the last areas that the globalists want to take over. And I think that the Zionists are basically just at the table getting their what they consider their fair share of what's going on in the Middle East.
Now, let's be clear. Saying that there's multiple parties to this does not give the Zionist a free ride here. It's intellectually bankrupt, like when I make a film like Terror Storm, exposing that Israel premeditatedly attacked the USS Liberty, and now the NSA documents have come out, and it's been totally proven. But we already heard from the pilot and the officers on the ship. We already knew. I got a lot of heat for making that film from the whole pro-Israel, pro-war Zionist camp. But then conversely, I got heat saying, because I pointed out that LBJ was involved from the start, and that there was a deal between him and Israel, that I was supposedly giving them a pass. No, I'm showing the interconnectivity. It's like if two guys rob a bank. To say there were two guys instead of one doesn't say that the one guy isn't just as guilty. It's giving people the full spectrum, because where did I come about with my ideas about the Liberty? I've interviewed more than 20, including deceased admirals, Admiral Moore. Those interviews are all on the web. The Admiral Geist, Admiral Moore, McGonagall before he died over a decade ago, the ship's doctor. I mean, I've been selling Loss of Liberty for like 7 years now, 8 years. I guess longer than that. Since it first came out, Tito, the fellow that made it, I've had him on. So again, I'm trying to get people to be more complex in their thoughts is what I'm saying.
Well, the Liberty is an interesting situation. That, you know, the Israelis were killing Egyptians. That's basically what they were doing. And the Liberty was an intelligence ship, and they didn't want them to know that. So that's why they tried to take them out.
Well, not to disagree with you, Kurt, but that's the cover story, and that certainly was going on if Ariel Sharon was running the slaughter. But if you really look at it, and from what I learned this from the people that were on the ship, what they later found out, that they wanted to blame an attack on Egypt, and that it was like killing two birds with one stone, and that they wanted to go ahead and start World War III. It was kind of a Gulf of Tonkin Part II.
Yeah, I'm not aware of that. It's,
you know what? I need to. You know what? We have listeners that can do this, because I'm so busy that you see how small the crew is here. We're so busy, we never have a chance to do it. Somebody ought to go dig up the 20-plus interviews I've done and make transcripts of it and maybe piece it together as an article from the quotes of the people that were on the ship, because that's where I got all that, was from them. And they would correct me and say, no, no, we don't think it was just about the massacre. We think it was about attacking Egypt. And again, what do you see in Operation Northwoods? You sink your own ship and blame it on an enemy.
Well, it's a standard false flag operation.
Standard false flag. What do you think is going to happen if they do attack?
Oh, the Middle East will go up in flames. I mean, Iran is not Iraq. They're far much more, they're more military ready. They have a military that's ready to go, whereas Iraq was in shambles after 12 years of sanctions. So it'll be a mess. It'll be a mess. And I think the neocons want it to be a mess. I really do.
That's right. Create a crisis so big that we have to get behind it because America's losing and they've blown up our carriers. They said they had 11,000 missiles aimed at our ships, and then the Pentagon keeps ordering the Navy to bring them up within missile range, and the Navy said, if you'd push our ships back 10 more miles, it wouldn't be in range of these short-range missiles that they've got, the Sunburns and others. Mm-hmm. And so that's another reason, and Fox Fallon quit. He can smell they're getting ready for a false flag.
Well, if you take a look at the philosophy of the neocons, and you pointed out Plato, it's exactly what it is they want to create a crisis that they can force the country to get involved in. They tried to do that with Iraq. It turned out to be a fiasco. It's a total mess over there. With Iran, they want to just increase and intensify that ability to rally the American people. And you saw at first how the American people went for the Iraq war. I mean, they'll do the same thing with Iran.
But it's like a heroin addict. They got to take bigger and bigger dosages and has lesser and less effect. It's like an alcoholic who couldn't drink 3 shots of whiskey when they started out, and now they're drinking 20 shots and can't get a buzz. I mean, I think that's what we're dealing with here.
Well, it's going to be a mess. Either way, they'll have to, and it'll be dumped in Hillary or Obama or whoever gets selected to be the next president, will be dumped in their lap, and there's really no difference between the neocons and the neoliberals. They disagree on certain things. You see, the neocons are pretty much pro-Israeli. I think that the Rockefeller, so-called Eastern establishment neoliberals don't really care about Israel so much. But they love war. They just love it. They, you know, the defense industry feeds into that. The national security state feeds into that. And it just keeps them going.
And regardless, we know what the policy is. We know they're going ahead with it. And we need to stop it. Do you think they'll stage some type of provocation before they go in?
Another Gulf of Tonkin situation?
Yeah.
Not sure if they will or not. They may just attack. The premise of the whole so-called nuclear, Iran supposedly making nukes, which they're not, is a sort of Gulf of Tonkin situation that they can't pan out. And they might come up with a terrorist situation. More than likely what they'll do is they'll continue this effort to make it look like Iran is supporting the Shia militias in southern Iraq. And that's basically where they'll go with it. They'll try to make it look like that Iran's involved in Iraqis' internal affairs, which they're not. Not to that extent.
Well, we are seeing what can only be described as Hitlerian. I keep saying Hitlerian because he did run around and invade a bunch of countries. And that's the last time we've seen this type of... Well, that's not true. We saw the Russians pour into the Eastern Europe and Southern Europe. But... Central Europe, but that was a slow thing over the decades and funding revolutions and then rolling in. I think this is the first time we've seen, real imperial invasion since what Hitler did.
And I think as well the United States and their Israeli allies want to take out Iran as a modern state and do the same thing they did in Iraq, reduce it to
rubble. Or Serbia. And they bombed their entire infrastructure, water treatment, power plants, manufacturing facilities, factories.
Not going to work. It's not going to work. It just won't work.
They just don't want anybody being industrialized that isn't under the globalist control.
And the Iranians will fight back. They're not going to be... the Iraqis, once again, we have to... The Iraqis
stay
were
there,
suffering...
Stay there. Tell us more about it when we get back. Kurt Nimmo's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
Kurt, we're going to go to some calls. George Humphrey's coming in as well. But finishing up with Iraq, you were trying to make a point before we went into that break.
Well, yeah, you take a look at what Israel did in southern Lebanon. It's basically the same thing the United States did in Iraq. Take out their infrastructure, make a massive refugee problem, and just basically break down the social and cultural aspects of the country. But it didn't work in Lebanon because Hezbollah was far too organized. So they're going to try to do the same thing in Iran, but it's not going to work. It's just not going to work. It'll be Hezbollah on steroids.
But how is that not us becoming the bad guys, you know, the United States, to go in and destroy Iraq for 17 years? It's been under siege since 1991. 3 million Iraqis are dead. Over a million in the last 5 years of the liberation. And al-Sadr made a deal and didn't attack, so they sneak attack him so that he couldn't be part of the election and then basically admit it and then say he's al-Qaeda.
Well, I think the American people really don't care so much. They're too distracted. They really don't. They're not politically savvy. They don't know about this kind of stuff. So it really doesn't matter. And plus, these guys are arrogant. They'll do whatever they want. So, you know, I think in the whole Iran thing will be a total fiasco for them. It'll be Iraq on steroids as far as the resistance goes. And this will be war for another decade. And I think the neocons realize this to a certain extent, and that's precisely what they want to do. They want to rally this country and turn it into a war state, more so than it is already. And that's what 9/11 was all about. It's the same thing all over again.
No, that's it, exactly. And then arrest you if you criticize it, ban free speech, wiretaps on everybody. They're just announcing everything that's 180 degrees, the opposite of what the United States is supposed to be about.
Right, and they can usher in their control grid, and it's a perfect excuse to do so.
And then stage more terror attacks along the way.
Right, right. And on top of that, overlay a bunch of propaganda by the way the corporate media, and a lot of Americans will buy it, unfortunately, because they intellectually are not up to speed on this stuff.
Well, there is hope. I mean, in the process of all of this, the government's gone from a two-party system, people being fooled by one party, and then 4 years later, the next party. That's not happening now. 11% approval ratings are lower in some cases. People may not know the details, but they know they're being lied to. And I don't think they're going to get away with it. I think they've bit off more than they can choose. You know, I agree with people like Mike Rivera, who thinks it's just going to collapse like the Soviet Union.
I would have to agree with that. Unfortunately, in the process, a lot of people will get hurt. You know, a lot of people will be ushered off to camps. A lot of people may be even, well, I hate to say it, killed. You know, I mean, these guys aren't going to give up. They're just going to keep rolling. And it's up to us to stop them.
Well, a lot of it is that if you study elites and elite psychology throughout history, they're bored. They're tired of hookers and money and helicopters and palaces and ski resorts. They like war maps and evil stuff and killing people and assassinations. It's fun for them, Kurt.
Yeah, definitely. Well, they're sociopaths and psychopaths, and they're power freaks. So, you know, that's exactly what they'll do.
Absolutely. We got time to go to a call. We'll take some more calls after the break, and then George is going to be coming up. Mike in Canada, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good, sir.
Good. I just wanted to say, you know, I learned how to read when I was three, and the first thing I saw was Christmas presents from Santa Claus under the Christmas tree before Christmas. And ever since then, very skeptical about stuff. And, with things that are going on now, I can't believe that McCain can over and over and over again say things that aren't true and everyone believes it.
Well, everyone doesn't believe it. There's an illusion that you know the truth, but that nobody else knows it. That's the final illusion that has to fall, is that we're all alone and we're the minority. We are actually the majority, but we are not motivated. We are not as outspoken. We have to get the majority to stand up and take action.
Definitely.
Well, yeah, for sure. But I try to wake somebody up every day as to what's going on. And like any topic like JFK, the USS Liberty, Pearl Harbor, all kinds of things that are easy to prove. And it's unbelievable how much effort it takes to wake somebody up with something like that.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Just keep it up, sir. Hey, they certainly got egg on their face about the USS Liberty. I mean, the Chicago Tribune and others reported the NSA document that our government said intercepted it when they said just what the pilot said. Three times refused to attack and was told do it. I mean, that's an American. I'm not going to attack. Attack. That's an American. I'm not going to attack. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlcaVita. AlcaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlcaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlcaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Greetings, I am Dr. Buell von Scheik with the White Paper Chronicles. Mr. Steve Shank with his fearless radio program is correct when he says the solution to our difficult times is to store food and get healthy. My comrades and I of the media don't want you to panic. We, unlike Fearless Radio, try not to tell you about the food control legislation, Hurricane Katrina, the American famine, families unable to buy food. If we told you the solution to all these problems is food, you'd panic and run out and buy up food before it disappeared, or you couldn't afford it. You'd completely mess up the perfect strategy for population control, and they'd kick us out of the Survivors Club. You are a sissy chicken if you call JMSEFoodsDirect.com and order food.
This is Steve. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. You'll be considered a little bit crazy, but there's no such thing as a little bit dead.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
Exchange here in a few minutes. George Humphrey's going to come in and Kurt's going to go. But keeping Kurt in case your questions are for him just a few more minutes. Mark in Florida disagrees, so he goes to the head of the line. We'll get to Gary, Sam, George, Daniel, and others. Mark, you're on the air.
Alex, my question about the UN is why throw the baby out with the bathwater? The Constitution in Article 6 says that we're supposed to honor our treaty obligations, and certainly no more solemn treaty obligation has ever been undertaken by the United States than the signing of the U.S. Charter in 45 or whenever it was done. And I think we should probably take it very seriously.
Well, we're allowed to break charters and agreements, but the globalists created the U.N. Our government acts like they're against their policies because those policies are unpopular by and large here, but the globalists created the U.N. I mean, have you read their 30 unanimous declaration on human rights, their supposed law? It says you have no rights in 29 and 30. I mean, sir, let me stop you. The UN ran the murder, as we told you 10 years ago, plus, but it's now come out that the UN ran the murder. They didn't let it happen in Rwanda. They ran the murder. I see you nodding your head, Kurt.
Absolutely, yeah. 100%. They did.
So that's really my question to you. I mean, is it a totally depraved organization at this point? Because I hear you talking about things like white slave rings and I don't know what, maybe it's estriol that goes into the tetanus injections, E3, and these kind of things all being run from the UN. is it completely depraved, or is there something that's salvageable? I mean, you know, when somebody like who's the fella who
one of the top guys on the UN Human Rights Committee. It's a good question. Let me answer it off air with you gone. Kurt's got to jump in a minute.
I mean,
it's a very good point. There's good people in the FBI. There's good people in the CIA. There's good people in the UN. The structure of the UN is a fraud. Now, I said when one of the head guys in a UN Human Rights Committee said that we need to investigate 9/11, it could be an inside job, and he's at Princeton, that we should use UN committees to investigate. I think that's always good to have a separation of powers. It's just that they don't have any governmental power to come over here. And I said when 9/11 happened, they'd probably have it finally come out in the UN that the U.S. was involved, but then act like the U.S. ran it all to demonize nationality, nationalism in the U.S. I mean, Kurt, you've been listening for years. How many times have I said that would happen?
All the time. I mean, the thing with the United Nations is I would be all for them if they would adopt our Constitution and Bill of Rights. I'd have no problem with them, but they don't. Like Alex said, it's a privilege. Their rights are granted under privilege.
Well, I mean, I have no problem if countries want to get together on a voluntary basis. The problem is the UN goes into countries that aren't even signatories and bombs them. I mean, the UN is a murder force. And they've got all this nice PR and over helping black kids. It's a eugenics arm to carry out evil. Now, are there different members of the UN that are good? Does some good stuff come out of the UN? Yeah, I mean, a broken clock is right twice a day. A blind hog can find acorns. That is the reality. That's a debate, a bigger discussion we ought to have on air sometime. Every cliche and under the sun, Kurt, that's what I do here. Let's go ahead and take one more call for you. Gary and Maine, you're on the air with Kurt Nemo.
Hi, Alex. I got a little article here that should be heads up. And it says here, last night's session was only the fourth in 176 years that Congress closed its doors to the public. And they discussed about the imminent collapse of the U.S. economy per September 2008. The imminent collapse of the federal government finances by February 2009. And I got this off in Trash. Are you ready?
Yeah, they've got a show here on the network. I'll have to look that up. What's the headline on that story?
Last night's session was only the fourth time in 176 years that Congress...
Yeah, but that wasn't last night. The Congress wasn't in session last night.
Yeah, it was...
So
it
2 weeks
March
ago.
13th. It was to March 13th, 2008.
Yeah, it was a few weeks ago. Okay, we'll look into that. I've had people raise that to me, and I've seen something about their closed session of Congress. Anything else?
Also, they're going to try to put the NAFTA Superhighway through western Maine into the eastern part of Maine, 2,000-foot corridor right through the state. I saw it on the Portland Press Howl.
Yeah, but if you talk to your neighbors about it, the media will say it doesn't exist as they put the toll roads on the road.
Yeah, they probably will.
Hey, I appreciate your call. You know, that's something we see a lot, Kurt, where I use this example a lot because it happened a few months ago. Ron Paul was talking about the Trans-Texas Corridor. And CNN and Fox, we played the clips, said those don't exist. He's crazy. I mean, they even say the Trans-Texas Corridor doesn't exist, and the billboards are everywhere, and they're taking over the roads, and the legislature told Perry not to do it, but he's still doing it. I mean, that's like saying that yellow school buses don't exist. It's just, we know that's a psychological tactic. Why do you think they do that?
Well, because most of the country doesn't live in Texas. I mean, they can say whatever they want. Most people don't pay attention, unfortunately. They're oblivious.
There's also, it wears you out. There's so many lies, you kind of get fatigued to it. You just go, okay, they lie. It's like you accept that they lie. That's right. Very dangerous that we just accept that they're a bunch of liars.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Most people, like I said, most people don't understand what's going on, and they have a lot of people believe what the government says, unfortunately, and believe what the corporate media says. And when they say things like, well, it doesn't exist, it puts a seed of doubt in their mind about, us, the so-called conspiracy theorists who believe in this stuff, who know it's reality.
Well, I agree with you, and the good news is, though, I remember Rush Limbaugh, and I believed him. I remember Rush Limbaugh when I was in high school, like 18 years ago, was on the air here in Austin on 590 AM, and I remember him saying there's no such thing as a CFR. But I had watched C-SPAN, and even back then, there were people talk about the CFR, and I'd been into politics, so I'd read about it, and I thought, That's what woke me up that he was a liar. Now he says the CFR doesn't run anything. But I remember him saying it didn't exist over and over again. So, you know, the fact that they just lie so much, I think, is really going to sink them.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Rush Limbaugh has millions of listeners, so people believe, you know, they cling on his every word, so they're going to believe what he says. And once the reality comes out that the CFR is actually an existing organization, then they turn that around and say, well, they don't have any power. You hear him say, it's just a think tank. You know, it's just a bunch of eggheads getting together and talking about your foreign policy, when we know that they're basically the guys who run the show.
Absolutely. Kurt Nimmo, it's been great having you here in studio. I'm going to have you pop back in tomorrow. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, man.
Now let's bring in George Humphrey. And we will continue with your phone calls throughout this hour and then into the next hour. We're going to have George Humphrey with us now into the new fourth hour overdrive section of the show. And I want to remind listeners that are listening at InfoWars.com right now or on the AM or FM dial or Global Shortwave, the internet satellite, however, that the fourth hour is available at InfoWars.com, not just with the audio free to everybody in 32-bit, but in 64-bit for PrisonPlanet.tv members. All available at PrisonPlanet.tv. And again, ladies and gentlemen, it is 15 cents a day. If you get a yearly membership, you get 3 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. So we leave the Genesis Network here in about 20 minutes. To be precise, about 19 minutes, and we will continue with your phone calls, continue with the news, continue with the information with George Humphrey, former city council member, degreed economist, successful businessman, father, author, and documentary filmmaker, and it is just really fabulous to have George here in studio with us. George, thanks for coming in.
Alex, it's always good to see you, brother. The energy, every time I come down here, the energy in this office is just getting better and better and better. And I'll tell you what, you can really tell a lot about a person by who they work with and who they spend time with. And your staff, the guys and the people who work in this office are so dedicated. They love this nation, and they're just busting their tails to make this a better country. So congratulations to you. It's a great reflection to you and to them.
Congratulations, Alex. You're directly in the New World Order sights.
Well, we all are. We've been in the New World Order sights since we were born. But you know what? That makes life a lot more fun. And you and I both know that, you know, that the perfect storm is brewing. We're getting ready to have an economic tsunami, and as an economist, I keep looking at this stuff and researching it and talking to more and more and more people. And every day and in every way, our slave masters, the people who control the Fed, keep making blunders. And they're actually not blunders, because I think it's very intentional. They are destroying, absolutely destroying the foundation of the economy of this country. And I want to talk about what is going on economically, but I also want to talk about later on in the show, you know, you and I can scare the pants off of ourselves and everybody else, but the real question is, as truthers, as people who love this country, who believe in the Republic, who believe in God, what are we going to do, and how are we going to go through this thing called the shift to make sure that not just our grandchildren and our children, but you and I, we come out the other end,
George,
of the tunnel.
I don't necessarily agree that, like the people in India or the Buddhists think, they thought that before, that we're going into a good shift. How do you know we're not going into hell?
Well, we could be. It's up to us. And the real question is we are creators in this world, and it's up to people like you and I and every single person who's listening to make the choice about what kind of country and what kind of world and what kind of family and what kind of health they're going to have, because we are co-creators. And if we continue to sit on our butts collectively and keep watching the Super Bowl and drinking beer and getting fat, well, we are in hell right now. But you know what? With people like you and with all the other good, loving patriots around the country and the world, I'm seeing some positive signals. Now, clearly the dark signals are as strong or stronger now than they've ever been. But every day I'm seeing really positive things that are happening, and a lot of it is because of people like you.
Well, George, I'm getting into positive thinking, and I want to get into what you, as an economist, where you think the economy's going, some hard issues first, and then we can get into, you know, trying to shift our paradigm, which I agree with. I mean, they are trying to wreck the economy by design.
Yeah, and then the fact is, friends, is our nation, national economy, is ruined. It is absolutely ruined, and there's absolute. We'll go through it bit by bit, and we're not going to be able to fix what we have right now, but we will be able to come through it because our founding fathers were clear enough that they wanted, in this country, they wanted an economy based upon a currency that was publicly owned, that had a hard currency, and that there was truly a free market. Now, we keep talking on CSNBC and on Fox, they keep talking about free market, which is just such a bunch of horse hockey. It's just amazing. But there's about six different issues, as an economist, that are the fundamentals of this economy. And the fundamentals that we're looking at make 1929 look like a walk in the park. The situations that we have as far as the fundamentals of the economics of this nation are far worse than any nation that I've ever, you know, far worse than they were in Rome at the fall of the Roman Empire. They're worse than when the British Empire fell. They're far worse than in 1929.
Well, as an economist, break down the basic facts and how it was designed. We have the IMF's own documents to consolidate all wealth. It is a mathematical black hole that is billions of times all the real assets. They create the tsunami, and then they deluge everything. Then they pose as the savior. Just like the Federal Reserve has engineered all this as the regional bank, and then now they're the savior, and they say, get rid of any controls over us, give us full federal power, make us absolute gods of the government, not just parts of the government who are private, and everything will be okay.
Well, after 15 years of having a television show and after having done hundreds and hundreds of radio shows, and I know you've done not hundreds, you've done thousands and thousands of shows and talked about the Fed. More and more people are aware of it right now. But the fact is, and I just this last week, I had lunch with four or five top brokers from around the state who were all making, you know, between $500,000 to over $1 million. And they were bright, bright guys. They love this country. They had no idea about the Federal Reserve. They had no idea about the plunge protection team. They had no idea about the vast, vast manipulation. They had no idea that our banking system was put in as Article 1 of the Constitution, because our founding fathers knew that to have a free country, we had to have a free and balanced economic system, which we do not. Now, clearly, as probably 95% of your listeners know, the Federal Reserve banking system is neither federal. There are no reserves. It is a private corporation controlled by European financiers that are called black shareholders. It has never, ever, ever been audited. The GAO has come out on several occasions and said it's never been audited. And it is basically a Ponzi scheme, as you've said a thousand times, to siphon wealth from the productive middle class to not the guy making $250,000 or $500,000 or $1 million a year. We're talking about the ultra elite.
Yeah, the general public thinks somebody with a good golf membership and a Mercedes is the elite.
They're not even gnats on the back end of the machine of the power elite. We're talking
the power elite issue trillions in credit.
Yes, I mean, if you're a billionaire today, they don't let you in the front door. They might let you come in the back door and, you know, pamper you for a little bit. But you know, the names that we hear about, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, these fellows, yes, they are very, very wealthy, but they are not the wealthiest people in the world. And, you know, this is such an amazing situation, is that the concentration of wealth in this world is so unbelievably lopsided in the hands of a small number of people, and that they're absolutely controlled.
And that's why Bill Joy, when he went to that private think tank meeting in 1999, he said there were 220 top IT specialists, computer programmers, owners of companies, because most of the owners are the top guys. And Bill Joy, you know, you covered it on your Access Show. I remember back at the time, but he said, yeah, the elite don't need the public anymore with robotics and construction, and they see us as a liability, and the elite are planning to go ahead and just kill everybody. And they are, and so, you know, we have to talk about that darkness. I'm not trying to be negative, but we need to know, yeah, we've got all this goodness, and we want to be happy and free, and, you know, it's a beautiful day out there. This is one of the beautiful springs I've ever seen.
Absolutely. It's unbelievable.
It's magic outside.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I got to be in here talking about these trolls, but if I don't, they're going to win.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, Alex, what you are doing is so, you know, my hat's been off to you for so long, because you have woken up not thousands, you've woken up hundreds of thousands, if not over a million people in this country who knew nothing about this. And the fact is that for us to survive, we've got to go through two things. We've got to go through the first awakening, becoming aware of all this crap.
Stay there. We got a break. Okay. I'm back with George Humphrey. The fourth hour of Overdrive is straight ahead. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer, it's Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
George, I got one sponsor I'm going to plug here at the end, and then we're going to start the next hour, and I promise, go to Sam in Florida, George in Indiana, Mark in Florida, right when we start the fourth hour of Overdrive that doesn't have any breaks in it. We are going to do that for everybody out there that is patiently watching out in TV land out there at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you are a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you can go dial in right now at PrisonPlanet.tv and watch the document cam. We've got a camera on our guest. We've got a video feed. We've got computer feeds. We've got multi-camera shooting here. Or everybody can listen at Infowars.com to the audio of the fourth hour. So that is coming up with our guest. Now, I'm not doing this on purpose, George. This is at the end. I've got a few sponsors I plugged during the show that I believe in, and I just remembered that you're really good friends with the owner of this company, Interfood.
It's a fabulous, fabulous product, and it is absolutely part of the concept of all of us getting better and healthier and stronger.
Yeah, it's 20 superfoods, dulse, kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, corallina, spirulina, chlorella, and it's 20 of these ingredients in there. Go to PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. There's banners there that go to a sub-site on there where you get 10% off because you're a listener of the show. If you call them, you get 10% off. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. You get 20% off if you order in bulk. 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238, or interfood.com. I've had a lot of other green foods make me feel bad or they got herbs in them. This isn't herbs. This is 20 superfoods, and you really do absorb it, George.
Yeah, I've used it for years, and, the fellows who put it together have the highest integrity. They're fully on board with everything that you've been talking about for years. They've been working to make this world a better place. They're good business people. They're honest. And most importantly, the product is a great product. If you buy this product, you're going to feel better.
Absolutely. And then in closing with the plugs here, my friend Kevin Booth made American Drug War.
Oh, man.
And it's aired more than 50 times on Showtime. Everybody's talking about it. This has 3 hours of extras on it. It's discounted out of the gates at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. We're about to start the fourth hour of Overdrive. Again, you need to go on the web if you're listening there at Infowars.com. It's those streams, not the Genesis streams or other streams. You got to go to Infowars.com to hear the full hour commercial-free with George Humphrey. But real fast, let's take one quick call before we end this hour. Sam in Florida, you got about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Sam, I'm here in Florida. Been following you for a long time. Actually, I did research since about 94 on the World Elite and everything. And,
good job.
Actually, when I ran into you, I actually found one of your videos, and I was like, man, this guy's right on. You know, and I started, and you had a lot more information than I did, so I started following you. Anyway, what I wanted to ask was, do you think the reason why this our administration in America right now is getting so bad, they're almost like publicly getting bad to the point where it's so obvious that it's almost like the global entities are actually trying to show that, hey, well, we can come in here. We need to take deep sovereignty from America.
I totally agree. Stay there. Let's put him on hold. He'll be with us when we start the next hour with the Deep Behind Enemy Lines intro. We'll be back in 2 minutes after the show ends. We're going to stream some video to the video viewers at PrisonPlanet.tv. But we'll be back for everybody in just 2 minutes. It'll give everybody time to tune over to Infowars.com, to the main streams right there, with George Humphrey, my guest in studio. By the way, he is an author and documentary filmmaker. I will tell you about, it's not even his website. I gave it to somebody else to run. A great lady. It's fearorlove.com, but you can also get them all at Infowars.com. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with hour number four of Overdrive. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jerry.